Then Slughorn's voice rang out through the mist, unnaturally loudly. "You'll go wrong, boy! Mark my words!" The fog cleared as suddenly as it had appeared, and yet nobody made any allusion to it, nor did anybody look as though anything unusual had just happened. Bewildered, Harry looked around as a small golden clock standing upon Slughorn's desk chimed 11 o'clock. "Good gracious, is it that time already?" said Slughorn. "You'd better get going, boys, or we'll all be in trouble. Lestrange, I want your essay by tomorrow, or it's detention. Same goes for you, Avery." Slughorn pulled himself out of his armchair and carried his empty glass over to his desk as the boys filed out. Voldemort, however, stayed behind. Harry could tell he had dawdled deliberately, wanting to be the last in the room with Slughorn. "Look sharp, Tom," said Slughorn, turning around and finding him still present. "You don't want to be caught out of bed out of hours, and you, a prefect."
"Sir, I wanted to ask you something."
"Ask away then, my boy, ask away."
"Sir, I wondered what you know about Horcruxes."
And it happened all over again. The dense fog filled the room so that Harry could not see Slughorn or Voldemort at all, only Dumbledore smiling serenely beside him. Then Slughorn's voice boomed out again, just as it had done before.
"I don't know anything about Horcruxes, and I wouldn't tell you if I did. Now, get out of here at once, and don't let me catch you mentioning them again."
"Well, that's that," said Dumbledore placidly beside Harry. "Time to go."
And Harry's feet left the floor to fall seconds later back onto the rug in front of Dumbledore's desk.
"That's all there is?" said Harry blankly.
Dumbledore had said that this was the most important memory of all, but he could not see what was so significant about it. Admittedly, the fog and the fact that nobody seemed to have noticed it was odd, but other than that, nothing seemed to have happened, except that Voldemort had asked a question and failed to get an answer.
"As you might have noticed," said Dumbledore,
reseating himself behind his desk,
"that memory has been tampered with."
"Tampered with?" repeated Harry, sitting back down too.
"Certainly," said Dumbledore. "Professor Slughorn has meddled with his own recollections."
"But why would he do that?"
"Because I think he is ashamed of what he remembers," said Dumbledore. "He has tried to rework the memory to show himself in a better light, obliterating those parts which he does not wish me to see. It is, as you will have noticed, very crudely done, and that is all to the good, for it shows that the true memory is still there beneath the alterations. And so, for the first time, I am giving you homework, Harry. It will be your job to persuade Professor Slughorn to divulge the real memory, which will undoubtedly be our most crucial piece of information of all."
Harry stared at him. "But surely, sir," he said, keeping his voice as respectful as possible, "you don't need me. You could use legilimency or veritas serum."
"Professor Slughorn is an extremely able wizard who will be expecting both," said Dumbledore. "He is much more accomplished at occlumency than poor Morfin Gaunt, and I would be astonished if he has not carried an antidote to veritas serum with him ever since I coerced him into giving me this travesty of a recollection. No, I think it would be foolish to attempt to wrest the truth from Professor Slughorn by force, and might do much more harm than good. I do not wish him to leave Hogwarts. However, he has his weaknesses like the rest of us, and I believe that you are the one person who might be able to penetrate his defenses. It is most important that we secure the true memory, Harry. How important, we will only know when we have seen the real thing. So, good luck, and good night."
A little taken aback by the abrupt dismissal, Harry got to his feet quickly.
"Good night, sir."
As he closed the study door behind him, he distinctly heard Phineas Nigellus say,
"I can't see why the boy should be able to do it better than you, Dumbledore."
"I wouldn't expect you to, Phineas," replied Dumbledore,
and Fawkes gave another low, musical cry.